time for the Legends Radio Show on Big Sports 590. Here's your host, Gary Java and Jerry Murtaugh.
There's the whistle. We're ready to play football. Bellar's kick is away, and it's a high end over ender.
It's time for the Legends Radio Show on Big Sports 590. Here's your host, Gary Java and Jerry Murtaugh.
There's the whistle. We're ready to play football. Bellar's kick is away, and it's a high end over ender into that wind. Johnny Rogers takes it at the 2. He runs out to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, the 30. He's to the 40. He's going to go all the way. Johnny Rogers, man, woman, and child, he's gone.
Welcome to Legends Radio Show. Happy Independence Day. What a great way to celebrate our independence with a great sound clip from the late, great Lyle Bremser, along with the captain of the Legends, Jerry Murtaugh. It's a nice start, huh?
Yes, it is. Gets us excited for this day, July 4th.
On that play?
What was I? What year
jumping
was
up
it?
Up and down, 71.
71. I was back east in New England.
Trying
to make a football
trying
team.
Trying to make a football team.
Yes.
Johnny's still ripping it up
yes,
there for you.
Yes, he was.
I guess we opened up the show with, this is Audio Historian Day. Our buddy Jake.
Jake's here.
Back by popular demand. How did you find Jake? How did Jake find you?
I don't know.
How did you guys get together?
How many years have been, Jake?
Well, I know it's been about 5 years because I think my son Brody was just born. One of the recordings that I wanted so bad was a copy of the video copy of NBC's Orange Bowl when you guys played LSU.
Uh-huh.
And I got it, and not only did I get it, I got it in such stunning quality. I was so excited that I called you, and then you called me back, and we've kind of gone off and on over the years for about the last 5 years. So.
Boy, you're lucky I called you back, aren't you?
Yeah. That's what I understand.
Yes, I have a bad habit of not calling back, like most people.
You got the right guy.
Yes, yes. Well, it's going to be a fun day today.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You've been working on this for, I'm sure, quite a bit, quite a while, trying to pare down the different sound bites. If you missed, what was it, about 5, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, April 25th.
Yeah,
what
we
was
had
it,
him
about
on.
April 25th?
Yep. Yeah. When he was on, I wasn't here. That's why it was such a good show.
You were honeymooning, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Something like that.
Yeah.
But since then, I've had a lot of emails, a lot of calls, people saying it was such a great show, bring him back. So now he's back, everybody sit back, man up, and then we'll get after it today and have a good time.
Good stuff, and we'll remind everybody, look at Jake. Jake's with the program. Adidas hat, Adidas coach's shirt, Adidas footwear.
Took after me, didn't he?
He knows that Adidas is the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska athletics. You can wear what Jake and Jerry Murtaugh wear, Adidas, and what the Huskers wear. Adidas, the official Husker gear. It's available at Husker Authentic Team Store.
It's Jerry, not Terry.
Terry, you're Jerry.
I'm Jerry. Remember?
Yeah.
All right. How long I've been here with you?
I can't
now you're calling me Terry.
Oh, you're on the wrong side of me.
There you go.
Get it right.
Come on.
Yeah, I took Jerry's chair this morning.
Yeah, yes, he did. And I had some few choice words for you, didn't I?
Absolutely,
all
but I didn't
right.
move.
That's right, you didn't. Nobody's scared of me.
Old age hurts. Can't move now.
Yeah.
Where do we get started?
All right.
And for those of you who didn't hear Jake's last show, Jake is the person who brings all of our guests, all of our legend guests every week here on Big Sports 590 from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Jake's the one, no matter who the guest is, guard, punter, anybody. He's got a sound, he's got the plays for us, and when we have Jake in the studio, we get the setup, the story about that clip or that game or that series and the follow-up. So where do we get started?
Well, our first clip is the oldest recording that I know of. It's the 1941 Rose Bowl, and this is courtesy of NBC Radio, and the announcer is Bill Stern. It's Nebraska and Stanford. Stanford kicked off to Nebraska, and Stanford was obviously, from watching the film, was not ready to play. I mean, Nebraska came out and just slobber-knocked him with about 3 runs of about 10 to 18 yards, and they went right down the field, and now they're inside the Stanford 10-yard line, and there's a timeout, and Bill Stern, the NBC announcer, has some great language describing the Nebraska football team, and I did. There is a couple plays missing. I did a clean edit, but right after Bill Stern, we go into Nebraska's first touchdown in that game.
Sounds great.
Nebraska has moved majestically from their own 25 down to the Stanford 9. 2 minutes, a little better than 3 minutes, have gone by in the first period of the game from Pasadena, the Rose Bowl game. The score is nothing to nothing, but Nebraska is knocking at the Golden Gate. The Cornhuskers have come from Lincoln, Nebraska, with fire in their eyes. Biff Jones sent 11 men out on that field that are determined to score and score early. Nebraska back into a huddle. They're huddling about 10 yards behind that line of scrimmage now. Stanford is down on their own 3-yard line, playing a 7-man line, one man backing it up. All right, here comes Nebraska back to the line of scrimmage. Harry hops in the tailback, a single wing over to the right. Vike Francis in the number 3. The ball goes to Vike Francis. He puts his head down, plows into the ground of the line of scrimmage. Let the referee call that one. He hasn't put his hands up as yet. He does. It's a touchdown for Nebraska. Vike Francis takes a direct pass from center, puts his head down, plows over the center of the line of scrimmage, is finally stopped by Norman Stanley, but not until he had carried Stanley over the goal line, and Nebraska is out in front 6-0. And so, Nebraska has scored first in the Rose Bowl and leads Stanford 6-0.
Wow, the Wildcat offense back in 41 Rose Bowl.
Yeah, wow.
I'm sure a lot of people while in Nebraska football history, I've seen that famous photo of Vike Francis with the shoulders low and the knees high rolling into the end zone. Mm. But, and by the way, Bill Stern talks that fast
all the time
for 3 hours. There is no dead time in that broadcast. So,
yeah.
That's work.
Yeah. Gare, how come you can't talk like that, be articulate like Bill Stern?
Because
okay, that's all I wanted to ask there, Gary.
Who, me?
Okay,
I'm from Buffalo. That's why.
There, that says it all.
At one point, I was wondering, was he doing that from a sound booth?
It is. I get the impression too that he was doing it from a soundproof booth because the crowd noise really kind of goes in and out, and sometimes there's no crowd noise at all. But the quality of the recording is.
Gee whiz.
Hall of Famer, Bill Stern.
Yeah. Wow, 1941.
Yeah, that came from the Library of Congress. I discovered that, and we managed to wrestle that out of the Library of Congress. So.
What'd they beat them by?
Stanford beat Nebraska 21-13.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. As
the game went on, Stanford got up to speed, and they ran T formation, which was new back then, and Nebraska's lack of speed showed up. Like last time, Al Zickman played very well in that game, and when Al was injured with a broken leg, the speed that Nebraska had really went out of the game.
Just
with him.
Yeah. Couldn't carry it.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's like some of the Nebraska teams, let's see, when in about 64, 65, when we went down, when Nebraska went down there and played Alabama.
Played Alabama. Was
that little bit of speed.
Very similar situation.
Yes.
Very similar situation, yeah.
Yes, but we've learned since then.
Absolutely.
Now we have the speed.
Absolutely.
Some horses, so that's great.
There you go. Good our audio clip. Historian Jake is our legendary
audio
historian, Jake. It's part of his audio historian here on Legends Radio Show, and along with the Captain Legends Movement, Jerry Murtaugh, along with super producer Brian Delahant. Independence Day, it's a great holiday, and just a great way to start our Independence Day celebration.
Yep,
is doing this show.
And one thing, we're going to have to thank the troops, the men and women of the United States, for what they do for us all over this country and out of this country. So thank you very much for keeping us safe. We can't say enough about all the sons and daughters and fathers out there. So thank you very much.
And for those who did.
You bet. Definitely. For the ones who did.
And let us hear. What else do you have for us, Jake?
Well, our next clip, we bounce up to 1960, and I had to get a defensive clip in there for Jerry.
All right.
He likes that. This is Pat Fisher against Army in 1960, and this is Pat Fisher doing what Pat Fisher is known to do. He planks the receiver pretty good. And this is Lyle Bremser and Joe Patrick. The late Joe Patrick just passed away recently. So, Pat Fisher. Oh, the quarterback in this game is Tom Blanda, which is George Blanda's brother for Army. So, if you hear the name Blanda, that's where that's from.
Wow.
Just outside the Nebraska 6, so it's third down and about 4 to go for first down on the 6.5-yard line of the Cornhuskers on the hash mark in from the west side. Their right end splits wide right. Blander, the quarterback, sends Kirschenbauer in motion to the right.
He's calling a starting count. He fakes off to the fullback. He's running to the right. He's hit. He got the ball away, but he was incomplete. And Pat Fisher really put the smackaroo on it. Well, there's that great little kid, Joe. Boy, that kid is always where he's needed.
Look at his jersey, Lally. Hit him so hard that it looks like a B now instead of an 18. He shoved the one right up against the 8. I guess it's the way that the jersey fits in the front, but he knocked his shoulder pad around, and it actually looked like he came back wearing a B.
Blando was rolling out to the right to throw, had his arm in the air, and whammy. Fisher hit him and really drove him into the ground. The pass went harmlessly out of bounds to the right, incomplete.
Pass will be thrown here at Memorial Stadium. Tension is always high when Nebraska and Kansas get together.
Or Gale Sayers run. I'm sorry, Brian.
Oh, is that it?
That was Gale Sayers. Yeah, we'll just let that run. What that is this is one of the most famous plays against Nebraska.
Yes.
It's Gale Sayers, the Omaha Central.
Great.
Defector. And it's his 99-yard run against Nebraska. I have to apologize. Brian and I, we kind of went back and forth on the playlist, so that's my glitch that happened. But anyway, that's Gale Sayers against Nebraska.
Just outside the Nebraska 6, so it's third down and about 4 to go for a first down on the 6.5-yard line of the Cornhuskers on the hash mark in from the west side. Their right end splits wide right. Blander, the quarterback, sends Kirschenbauer in motion to the right. He's calling the starting count. He fakes off to the fullback. He's running to the right. He's hit. He got the ball away, but he was incomplete, and Pat Fisher really put the smackaroo on it. Well, there's that great little kid, Joe. Boy, that kid is always where he's needed.
Look at his jersey, Lally. Hit him so hard that it looks like a B now instead of an 18. He shoved the one right up against the 8. I guess it's the way that the jersey fits in the front, but he knocked his shoulder pad around, and it actually looked like he came back wearing a B.
Blando was rolling out to the right to throw, had his arm in the air, and whammy. Fisher hit him and really drove him into the ground. The pass went harmlessly out of bounds to the right, incomplete.
Capacity throng here at Memorial Stadium. Tension is always high when Nebraska and Kansas get together. Jayhawks in their white jerseys, white-blue helmets, huddling back in the end zone, down to our right at the south end of the stadium. They come up to the line of scrimmage. Grabbing a split end to the left side. Here's a pitch back. It goes to Sayers. He's cut on the goal line. Gets away at the 5, the 10. He's still racing. They go all the way. The 30, 35, 40. He's all the way. The 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Gale Sayers.
There you go, the bonus clip of Gale
of the game, of the game.
And a great one. You can't break that record, 99 yards.
No.
What would have happened if Gale would have gone to Lincoln?
I'll ask you. Yeah.
It's just, what year that had been?
That was 63, and I always...
63.
It's funny you say that, because there's always a question that I always had, just the other way around. When I went to the Kansas State game in 1996, and D'Angelo Evans, who was from Wichita, came to Nebraska, every time his name was announced, they booed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I can almost guarantee you when Gale Sayers' name was announced in Lincoln, Nebraska, he wasn't booed every time he carried the ball.
No. In 63, wasn't Thunder Thornton, Ben Gregory, all the great Nebraska running backs back then?
That was a heck of a backfield.
And with Gale Sayers in the mix?
Yeah,
I mean, Coach Devaney would have been, he'd have never cussed.
But he would have been Father Flanagan.
Yeah. Golly.
Would have needed two footballs.
Oh, that would have been amazing. So, great clip, 99 yards against Nebraska.
But we
didn't mind it. Didn't we whoop their butts?
Yeah, we did win that game. In fact, next year, Gale had a wide-open touchdown pass, went right through his arms that would have game would have at least tied the game. So Gale had some good and some bad against Nebraska.
Yeah, he must have been looking.
Yeah.
Who's going to hit me? So that's a great one.
That was Bob Zenner with the call on that play also.
Late Bob Zenner.
K-L-I-N.
Yeah, Bob actually passed away at the age of 36 of leukemia in 1968.
Bob, yeah.
Great stuff. Jake, our audio historian, Jake, is with us. And you do this for a hobby.
Yes, I do this for
a real
hobby.
Job.
I do have a real job. I work. I do work in some audio, and one of the people I have to give credit to. Trust me, I heard about it last time. I have to give credit to my wife because she does allow me to go downstairs. My wife Courtney lets me go downstairs and assemble these once or twice a week. So bless her heart for letting me do that. So,
and you have a son?
I have a son, Brody.
Brody.
And Brody is quite the little fisherman.
So, all right.
I know you probably checked the lines this morning, Brody, but I didn't catch the general.
The general. And you're living in Wahoo.
I live in Wahoo. Yes.
By Manstead.
Yeah, I live about six blocks away from Steve Manstead. I had a nice chat with Steve after he was on the show. He really enjoyed being out here.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Thank God he's here because he carried Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, who's next? Well, we got Jake to carry me now this week.
You betcha.
On a holiday in America. We're going to do one more before we take a business break and have a trivia question.
Well, this clip, sometimes when you seem to be tapped out in Nebraska, you have to go through other sources. And this is actually KNOR Radio in Oklahoma. And the 1969 season is always one that intrigues me because in 1968 you were coming off a 6-4 season. And, of course, in 1970 you had a national championship season. So the 1969 season, all those sophomores that came up, Van Bronson, Jerry Tagge, Jeff Kenny. And this particular play is a scrambling 30-yard run by Van Bronson. I know Van's a friend of the show and filled in a couple times. And this is Bob Berry and Jack Ogle of KNOR Radio in Oklahoma.
So Nebraska has their fourth first down at their own 30-yard line, just upfield from it. Oklahoma leading 7-0 with 7:29 to go in the first period. Kenny flanks to the right. Ingles flips left, crossed in the slot to the left. Green, the only back remaining behind Van Bronson, the quarterback. Bronson calling the signals. He takes the ball, rolls back to his left, looks to pass the far flat. He's being rushed. Retreats way back inside the 20 and now comes back to his right. He's still running with the ball very slowly. Now decides to run at the 30, at the 35. Back to his left, a beautiful cut at the 36 to the 40. Gets some blockers at the 45. Back to his right at the 50. One man chasing him from behind. Gets away from him, crosses the 45. Down into Oklahoma territory at the 40. A tremendous run. And one of the Sooners is injured on the field way back at the original line of scrimmage.
Holy mackerel, he ran all over the football field. He went clear to the left side and came about 40 yards right straight back across field, then upfield, and then back to the far side and all over the place. And there's a timeout on the field. Let's go Oklahoma 7, Nebraska nothing.
Is that Johnny Rogers or is that Van Bronson?
I tell you, the whole time Van was doing, he had a big grin on his face. That's just the way he played.
Really?
Yeah, he just... took nothing serious, just played the game the way it was supposed to be played. Great athlete. We'll have a trivia, since that's Van. We'll, just before we end this, real quick trivia on this, on Van.
It was very Fran Tarkington-like. It was quite the run.
Just why he run like a deer.
Yes, he did.
Golfer, great basketball player. He's a track star. There's nothing Van can't do. Yep.
I got to know him in later in life.
Yes.
You know, and when he was in his, what, 40s, mid-40s? And you could just tell the way he moved. And, I could see him on a practice range and a golf range and just the way this is what people were taught. You could tell. I'd heard a lot about what a natural athlete he was. You could tell by just how he moved.
When we were seniors and he comes up as a sophomore, you know, we all could tell right then, look at this guy. I got tired of chasing his ass around the field. I said, would you quit this? Gee. You know, we're not used to running that far. Van, he just giggle, keep running around. I said, cut this out.
And he could throw, too.
And he could throw. Yeah, he was a good man. He is a good man, I should say.
Still,
you want to do the trivia?
Trivia question time. We'll take a business break. Just be ready. We're going to be giving away in 3 weeks. Weeks from today, on July 25th, we'll have a drawing for our Legends Radio Show autographed football. All of the legends that have been here in studio are signed and autographed on this football. And we've been qualifying people for the last, 6-7 weeks now. We'll qualify two more today. If you get the correct answer, do the following trivia question.
There we go. Quick question. Van Bronson, where is he from? What hometown is Van Bronson from? Should be simple.
There we go. 573-0590. Audio historian, the man behind the Legends Radio Show, Jake, is in the house with us. Many more audio treats, historic, legendary Nebraska audio treats coming up when we come back on Legends Radio Show.
Thinking about insurance? Then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-228. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.
When it comes to your car, it's all about peace of mind. Peace of mind to get you to and from work safely. Peace of mind to get your children to and from school safely. That peace of mind is only a fantasy if you don't have a mechanic you can depend on. Lance Brothers Service Center offers the quality and professionalism to make that peace of mind a reality. Lance Brothers offers complete automotive repair and maintenance on both foreign and domestic vehicles. To make it easy on your business schedule, Lance Brothers is open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Conveniently located on Keystone Drive, just north of 86th and Maple.
Parsonage Venenack Williams LLC Attorneys at Law is a full-service business-oriented law firm. Their talented legal offense can help you build your business, their experienced defense can help you protect your assets, and their cutting-edge technology makes play calling efficient. So remember, it's Parsonage Venenack Williams, helping Huskerland's clients compete in a global economy. For more information, visit www.pvwlaw.com. PVW Law offers its support for the Nebraska team as they climb back to the top of the rankings and proudly support the Legends Radio Show on Big Sports 590.
We'd like to thank We've Got Game as one of our advertisers.
We've Got Game!
We've Got Game is the area's only high school sports publication.
We've Got Game!
We've Got Game is Omaha's longest-running high school sports publication, featuring individual athletes, teams, coaches, and cheer squads from over 60 junior and senior high schools from the Omaha area.
We've Got Game!
Copies can be picked up at all area junior and senior high schools and at more than 60 subway locations around town.
We've Got Game! We've Got Game!
Welcome back, Legends Radio Show, Independence Day, 4th of July special, along with the Captain. Yeah, we're live. We don't tape shows. We're live.
No, this is live all the way.
We celebrate our holidays by doing what we really love and really enjoy. Legends Radio Show, the Captain of Legends, Jerry Murtaugh in the house, and on my left, for those of you watching on TV, he's on your right. He's our audio historian. Jake is with us with some holiday treats, sound bites, some legendary Nebraska past. We want to remind everybody, Adidas is the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska athletics. And for Jake and for Jerry Murtaugh, you can wear what the Huskers wear. Adidas, official Adidas Husker gear is available at Husker Authentic Team Store.
Yes. Oh, and one other thing. All the Nebraska fans might really like this. July 16th and July 17th. It's the Nebraska Golf Classic to benefit cystic fibrosis. Now go to their website, www.nebraskagolfclassic.com. Guest speaker, arch enemy, Barry Switzer. Ooh. Great, great man, though. He'll do a great job. And some of the guys are going to be there, the Nebraska men. Dave Remington, Tommy Frazier, Tony Davis, Paul Miles, Lawrence Pete, Corey Ross, Mike Rozier, Doc Sadler, Neil Smith, Steve Taylor, and Jamie Williams, and then they'll have plenty more. July 16th and 17th, a great cause. Help out Nebraska cystic fibrosis. Like I said, go to their website, NebraskaGolfClassic.com. You'll get all the information and sign up and go to it.
There you go.
There we are.
Still looking for a correct answer to our most recent trivia question, our Legends trivia question. This will qualify, looking to qualify another person for our July 25th drawing and giveaway of a Legends Radio Show autographed football. Simple question, where is Van Bronson from? Van Bronson's hometown. Van Bronson was the star of our last audio clip that that Jake has brought with us. And 573-0590, give Brian a call and give him the correct answer. Where do we go now? Oh, we got a question here, Jake. First off, our good friend Mike Cratville says, which of the Omaha stations do you have tape from other than KFAB in the 1960s and 70s?
Well, I guess the key part of that question would be the Omaha stations. There are some from KLIN that I have. Don Gill did some radio. The only thing that I know that's out there from another Omaha radio station is an album called The Sounds of Number One that has Russ Baldwin. And a former Husker, Don Purcell, does the color on there. And that's really a good album. But you know how many of those LPs they circulate around and they get lost. So that's kind of that's the only thing I know about. Let's put it that way.
That's all we can give him.
We have another email. You can email questions or comments for Jake anytime in any of our shows and any of our legend guests at legendsradioshow@gmail.com. Legendsradioshow@gmail.com. Or you can call in. Any questions or comments, 573-0590 in the Big Sports 590 listening area, or toll-free anywhere in the Midwest, 877-244-0590. And Carl is our latest qualifier, our latest winner. Look at those phones lighting up now.
They
probably figured it was too easy, so everybody backed off. Now they're all calling in and jamming the lines. Carl was the first one to call Brian Delahant and say that Van Bronson is from Shenandoah, Iowa. Yeah.
Very close to us.
Yeah, good deal.
Yep,
that's
good old
it. Band. Hey, our good friend Bill Morgan. Bill Morgan at Milt Storage sends an email. Jake, he wants to know, do you have any clips of Murtaugh, or is he on some kind of blacklist?
Well, I have a few clips of Jerry, but I guess my theory is he never gets his name called because he was the one that was making the tackle and at the bottom of the pile all the time.
You betcha.
Jerry would make the tackle, and then whoever got on the pile last would get his name called.
There you go. That's called dog piling when you jump on top of me. Yes, to get that tackle. I think Al Larson and Dave Rock were famous at that, jumping on the pile and taking my tackle. That's what they did. Numbers were familiar. One was 42. No, I'm 42. One was 43, and the other one was...
Al Larson would have been 20.
20, yeah, but I don't know how they got 42 and 20 together, but Al took a lot of them, too.
Yeah, Jerry Murtaugh, for those of you who are newer to the area or don't remember, Jerry Murtaugh was Nebraska's all-time leading tackler in three seasons. That's when freshmen couldn't play varsity ball. In three seasons, he was Nebraska's all-time leading tackler until Barrett Root broke it just a few years ago.
It wouldn't have mattered. I'd have been ineligible my freshman year anyway. I flunked all those PE classes.
All those guys who had 4 years of eligibility and a lot of great ones. And I remember watching Mike Brown all over the field when we were doing the Husker broadcast. And all those guys in 4 years could not come close to Jerry. Just anyway,
that's what
Jerry's always humble about.
Great defensive line. The Eddie Perriards in front of me, and the Dave Wallings, and people like that.
There you go. I want to remind people, speaking of great, next week, Boyd Epley, and who's he bringing with him?
Mike Red Baron, the offensive guard. He was basically Boyd Epley's prodigy. This is when Boyd come in, started strength conditioning at the university. He kind of took Mike under his wing because Mike was such a workaholic. He was in that weight room 7 days a week. And he built this kid up, and he started for 2 years. He was a walk-on, weighed 180 pounds. He ended up playing about 238, all natural. I mean, this kid just a workaholic. Started 2 years for Nebraska, the 71 National Championship, 72 too. So he did a great job. So he'll be in studio next week, Mike, the Red Baron.
There we go. Our audio historian, our legendary audio historian on Legends Radio Show, Jake, is with us. What do you have next for us, our little audio treat, Jake?
Well, speaking of linebackers and filling holes, this is from the 1972 Colorado game. And this was a typical Nebraska-Colorado affair. They're throwing snowballs on the field. Mm-hmm. They think they can beat us, but they can't, and they're losing. And it comes down. We have fourth down and inches. And now the quality of this recording might not be very well, but I think it's listenable too. Lyle Bremser almost even seems resigned to the fact. They only need 6 or 8 inches, so he's almost resigned to the fact that they're going to make it. And Jim Branch, linebacker number 51, comes back, and he comes through a gap, and he smacks their fullback, Bo Matthews, and you can hear where Lyle just lights up when it happens.
It is going to be short, but Colorado may go for it all the same. They're going to go for it, and well, they should. They trail 16 points, 26-10, They've got to go for it at the 45-yard line of Colorado. And it doesn't take much to make about 6 to 8 inches, and that's all they need. They just need about 6 to 8 inches. They're over that football with a split man on the right. That throws out Collier. Let's see what they call on this fourth down and inches play. Kenny Johnson, quarterback, a long count at that line of scrimmage, trying to pull somebody offside. And Matthews hit, stopped short. Great play by Jeremy Grant. The linebacker fires through and just hit him dead center. And mother, he knocked the stuffing right out of it. He really drilled him. Oh, wait. Jimmy Grant, that linebacker, plugged like nothing you ever saw. Oh, what a hit that was. He stopped that man and dropped him right in his tracks. Dave, the best tackle I think I ever saw.
I'll tell you, he had to gamble a little bit, and he was able to plug that hole, and Monty Gibbon ran out on the field. A big, big play for the Huskers. And Johnson, of course, had the long count, thinking that he might be able to draw the Huskers off with a 5-yard penalty, pick it up. Rich Glover moved a little bit and pulled back, and then Branch plugged. And of course, you've seen a lot of great tackles in your life, Lyle, but if that's one of the great ones, hey, by golly, I believe you.
I'm going to tell you, that hurt me clear up here.
Ooh, he hit it.
Late
great Lyle Bremser, late great Dave Blackwell. Nice cut, Jake.
Yeah, that stop by Jim Branch was staggering because that was a big man he hit. And, I mean, he dropped him dead in his tracks.
And so. Jimmy was 6 foot, maybe 205 pounds, maybe big, old Branchy. And I guarantee you, he read his guard blocked down. It was a double team on our middle guard. He stepped up what he's supposed to do. When you see that, you go like a bat out of hell, and you go through that hole, and you get after him. That's what Jimmy did.
Did you teach him that when he was a
No, I was taught that by the famous John Milton, and John taught us all that. He said, if you don't fill the hole, you'll be sitting on the bench filling that hole. So we said, okay.
Yeah, you can either fill it on the field, or you can watch somebody else fill it from the
bench.
You
betcha. Jimmy's a good football player.
I guess.
Exciting.
Greatest tackle up to that point, and up to 1972, that Lyle Bremser ever saw. Jake, what else is you have here audio-wise?
Well, this is a clip that I think has probably been played before, but I get asked about it a lot, and that's why I brought it along. This is the 1974 Nebraska-Oklahoma game, and these are two guests that have been on the show before. This is John O'Leary, flea flicker pass back to Dave Humm to put Nebraska ahead 14-7.
And, of course, the crowd is yelling they want Nebraska to go for it. But Tom Osborne is getting the signal from David Humm that there is a half a yard to go. And I'll tell you, when you try to move a half a yard on the Sooners down in this territory, you've got problems. In fact, it's a shade more than a half a yard. Well, it's fourth down. And Nebraska's going to go for it. Well, I don't know if the crowd influenced Tom Osborne's decision or whether he found out there's a little more or a little less yardage to go than he thought. But anyway, they're going after the first down, fourth and a short yard. O'Leary's in the top of the eye. Hum, the quarterback, flips to O'Leary. O'Leary throws back to Hum. Hum is going to the flea flicker. Touchdown! Nebraska caught Oklahoma with the old flea flicker play. It was Hum handing off to O'Leary. O'Leary starting to the right, turning around, throwing back to the left to Dave Humm, who stood there all alone and just ran into the end zone untouched by human hands. Holy moly, how about this football game?
You think John O'Leary remembers that one?
Oh, Johnny remembers that very well. David Humm running with the football. That's unusual. Very.
Dave Humm was a better – it's funny you say that because he was not known as a runner, but he was pretty good when he decided to run.
Well, let me put it this way. Dave always said, I wasn't there to run.
No,
I was there to throw.
I've heard him
so
say that.
Yes. Yeah. So he did not like running. So typical quarterback didn't want to get hit. He just wanted to stand back there with his little pink shirt on and don't hit me, and throw the football. That's how they did it.
Remember, Jerry, we had David Humm on the first time, and we were looking at his rushing stats, and they weren't too far off